Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
KFNC. Mont Belvieu, Houston. ESPN. 97.5. Agao Media Station. Is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John, Lance, and Dell till 9:30. Raheel joins us at 9. And we take you to Charlie Pulido. Real sports talk right here on ESPN 97.5. So what? That James Harden did have a bad cut? Was that? Is that? No. I know this. He had a triple-double and lost.
Wasn't a bad cut. It was no haircut. He didn't want to look rough, so he put a headband on.
Oh, he didn't have any haircut.
So
well, last James, night... James can afford to fly his stylist around.
No, you go road. You usually have road guys. I don't know what happened.
Does James have a female stylist?
No.
So that she rubs up against him while she's...
No.
Do you ever see... When I was a kid, I used to go, I want her to cut my hair.
Oh, my God.
She, her name was Kathy. I was about 10, 12. Her name was Kathy, and she...
Yeah.
And she would rub up against you, and it was like, yeah.
Oh my God!
That was the best.
So you know what's not the best is when if you go to one of those reflexology places, like in the mall, and they have the chair massage.
What? Or their computers
computer.
On? They have their laptop.
And you sit on a chair. You know, you're sitting in getting the chair massage, and everything's going fine. And then all of a sudden. You just feel those khaki pants just pushing up against you while they're massaging. Like, man, is this on my arm?
Who's doing this pushing on you?
The reflexology
massage.
What do
you mean reflexology
massage? You know, just the chair massages.
I don't know that.
In the mall.
I don't do that.
In the mall? Okay.
I wouldn't do that. You know why? Because there's a guy rubbing on you.
Del, do you?
I'm aware of that.
We already know your moves. You go get haircuts just to get...
Well, I don't think I've ever had a guy cut my hair.
yeah, I don't know that I have either,
no,
actually.
No.
Yeah, I have.
You have?
Guy named Amir. Yeah.
What? That's a white thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Black guys are pretty much exclusively male barbers,
there are
right?
female barbers that cut black hair. It's just not a large part of the barber game. Yeah. That scenario you guys just talked about, how you questioning whether you've ever had a man cut your hair, it's a white guy thing.
My kids have had a black woman cut their hair. At,
did
you
she
know,
put three parts on the side?
No, there were no lines. They were like, it was just like in a regular, you know, sports clips or something like that, or cool cuts for kids when they were little so they could play video games while they got a haircut. And you got haircuts that you would think are commensurate with playing video games while you get a haircut. Yeah. It was about like yeah, that's a pretty garbage ass play video games while you get a haircut.
Yep.
But, yeah, this whole, yeah, yeah. So the reflex, those chair massages are good. They get in there and give you, you know, 20-minute massage, no big deal. Like at the Galleria, they've got their own little place now. Mm. But sometimes you just get the, like, you'll get
the
pushing on the back of your back.
I don't want to feel just, his corduroys on me.
Yeah,
okay?
It's not corduroys, it's khakis.
Whatever.
And it's just like, man.
Don't want to feel that.
I think he's pushing up against my elbow, bro.
So the Dallas Mavericks come in here and punk.
Embarrassing.
They punk the Houston Rockets. But you know what's the most embarrassing? Did you see that team at the end of the game? I honestly do believe this. I tweeted out last night. I was watching the end of the game, and the guys on the floor, Hartenstein or whatever it is. Craig Ackerman calls him Hartenstein a lot. Mm-hmm. Michael Carter Williams, Gary Clark, Daniel House. Honestly, they would be, if they went down to the G League, they would be an underdog, a 6-point dog to any G League team. That's an embarrassing bench. And oh, by the way, your number one option off the bench is Daniel House. What? That's
how quick it's turned. Yeah.
And all you're down is one guy.
One guy who has missed how many games? I told you this is going to be the case. You give them all this money. Injury-prone players, when they get to this point in their career, never get healthier. Ever. It never, ever, 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 ever happens. Talk to anybody who is over the age of 30. Once you start getting stuff, it stays. You stay getting stuff. And it's a hamstring. And the Rockets acted like he was just taking a break, and he's not taking a break. Chris is out. Chris is out right now with a hamstring.
With a hamstring.
That's what it's going to be. This is what it's going to be.
You know what
it was this way last year, and it's going to be this year. And guess what else it's going to be? It's going to be this way for the next 3 years after this.
Kiki Paul is down again, okay?
Oh, my God. Don't call him that.
Kiki Paul.
I'd rather you
it's
be calling
that. It's either Chris QT.
No,
or,
we're not calling him Chris QT, and we're not calling Kiki Paul.
I like it.
No, yeah, you would.
I think Chris QT rolls off the tongue, but calling a grown man Kiki.
You ever try to hit thunder sticks together too. when it's been left out in the cold and a lot of the air has gotten out of it, and it's just this flaccid like boom, boom, boom.
How you can't even be, he can't even be thunder sticks today. Dallas coming in here and punking you by 20 in your house and laughing. They were laughing.
They were clowning you.
They were clowning you.
Luka Doncic was just fading you all night. Half court jumper.
Oh my God!
Dunked on you.
What kind of range does that dude have?
I saw everyone on the bench start laughing like one of those memes like the rap battle meme where the guy ends up doing his face where he goes. You know which one I'm talking about, Dell, with the glasses.
What about Devin Harris shooting from freaking mid court, and he had to get pulled out the last one. He said, Rick Carlisle goes, oh no, kid, come on, get out. Right. You're clown. This is ridiculous now. Beat it. We're up by 20 and you're taking half court shots. Sit down.
Yep.
I mean, but they were just like, and he was making them up until that last one. He made every single one.
How many games has Chris missed so far?
Five.
Yep.
And they're 0-5.
He's on pace to miss 20 games, about like last year.
That's about what he is.
He makes max. I would say you give him a max deal minus 20%. Since you're going to miss 20% of the games, you should make max minus 20%.
20 is 25%.
So $32 million, right? He should be making $32 million. He's making 40. What? He should be making $32 million, right?
30 is 25%. Is 75%. He misses 25% of the games.
25%?
25. Yes, 20 games out of 82. I mean.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's right there. So, it should be around 30, and they suck. Listen, they're going to be better than this, I guess.
No, I'm not sure they are, and here's why. Last year, I truly believe they were not going to be a team that was going to be able to really compete at for a Western Conference championship and get in the final. Because that was your year last year. Everything aligned. James is MVP. Chris Paul played brilliantly for you. P.J. Tucker brought some new energy for you. Clint Capella had a breakout season. Like, so many things lined up in your favor.
Crazy Gerald was even good.
Yeah, Crazy Gerald came in and did his thing. You had injuries to players on other teams. Just things were really lining up for you. And then you got there, you pushed, you got there, and then you had an injury. You didn't close in game 6 or 7 when you had opportunities, and this is where you are. And it's almost like the Atlanta Falcons in that Super Bowl when they had it and it slipped away and they never have regained that momentum. And that's what it feels like. And that's kind of what it felt like it was potentially going to be. Now, I didn't think to this level. And I do think they can play better. But this is amazingly similar now to 2016. Amazingly similar to that 41-41. Just you can't get into a rhythm offensively. They did have, a 5-game win streak at one point. But right now they're losing to – I'm not sure that they're better – I'm not sure, honestly, that they're better than the Dallas Mavericks. Based on what I saw, I'm not sure that they're a better team than Dallas. Now, that was Dallas' second road win of the year. They're 2-7. But Houston does nothing to protect their home court, and they are losing to substandard teams right now. Oh,
no, and getting blown out.
They've gotten pummeled by substandard teams. But they're not like – and that's a problem, John. These aren't losses where you say, you know what – if Chris Paul's back, you take that. That goes from a loss to a win because you're going to be able to, blah, blah, blah. It's not a -3. It's a -20. These are ass kickings that you aren't, where your effort level, you're getting out hustled, outworked, out energied. That's what it is.
And those are not easily corrected. Don't tell me about energy. That's the worst thing.
Sorry. I mean, it's on the court on full display.
So this is, and I'm going to tell you this. I Tillman paid 2.2 for this, okay? This is two B's for this. At some point, people are going to get fed up, especially when you go, you make the effort, downtown, parking, pay for those tickets, pay for the expense. It's expensive. And you know what? And rightfully so. It was a great product last year. They raised prices. That's how it is. That's how business works. But when you put this product on the floor and you get beat by 19 against at home, 19 against New Orleans, 11 by Utah, 20 by the Clippers, 19 by Portland. These are all blowout home losses.
These are beatings.
Beatings.
Yeah.
And Dallas beating you by 20 on your floor.
God.
And you're leaving this. That's 5 times.
How many home losses have been double digits? You're 4-5 at home. How many of those losses? 4?
There's one.
There's at least 4.
2, 3, 4, 5.
Every loss is a double digit loss.
Those are all every all does no they
every
had,
home. I'm talking about home loss.
Every home.
That's every home loss.
Every home loss. Double digit. And
how
listen, only one of them was 11. The rest 19 or 20.
You know, James had a very active night. It just didn't feel like he couldn't grab that game by the throat because they're not getting stopped. Like they couldn't last year, they had the ability
to stop people.
To get stops, and stops are everything because stops can prevent you from that malaise. I really, if you can't stop a team, you can get into a funk that is hard to get out of because you start to believe your morale starts to get lower because you think we can't go on a 10-0 run. If the Rockets got down last year by 10, I really didn't worry that much because I knew they could come back from 10.
No, this year it turns 10
feels
into 20.
10 feels like it's gonna turn into 20. 10 doesn't feel like last year. I was waiting for, okay, shoe's gonna drop, they're gonna take over, and all of a sudden Rockets would be up 17. It's like, holy crap, 27 point run. You only do that with defense and offense combined. This year, I'm waiting for 10 to turn to 20.
All right, 7-12 ESPN. Jeff, you'll be first up. Anybody else wants to talk about the Rockets?
So Rockets won last night.
No, the Rockets didn't win last night. They didn't win last night. They lost. They lost by 20.
James did have a
triple
double.
They lost by 20 to the Mavericks.
If James goes 25-17-11, not 8 turnovers, but if he has that box score, you're not expecting a 20-point loss.
20-point loss.
You're not expecting a 20-point loss when James has that kind of box score.
Damn, Daryl Morey's starting to hear it now. I'm going to tell you, I mean, on Twitter, I know it's Twitter and blah, 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 blah. But people who are accusing him of having this may be his worst offseason ever. This bench is, the depth of this team is by far, I don't know that it's even close. It's the worst bench in the NBA.
You know, you are bound to, here's the problem. As soon as you make the decision to sign Chris Paul, It screws you because
the other
guys want to get paid. Luke Bamute, who actually could have stayed, I think, financially. You knew you were going to lose Ariza, and I thought you should let Ariza walk for the money. But those are two important guys that you lose. And then when you sign Chris Paul, it kind of locks you into, well, now we got to keep trying to play to win, and we got to make this work financially and blah, blah, blah. Well, you're locked in now. It's not just this year. It's 3 more years. Mm. And Daryl might be able to get out. But how are you going to get out of a contract with Chris Paul when he's 36 years old?
No, you can't.
37
years old. Oh, my God. This is another. This could be a Ryan Anderson deal. Mm-hmm. This could be an albatross.
Yeah. But and Ryan Anderson actually missed games, too. So.
Time for us to talk, though, about something positive, and that's grills. Your grill.
Yeah, let me tell you about Texas Star Foods and or Texas Grill Shop. That's the big name, is Texas Star Foods, but... So TexasStarGrillShop.com, that's the website. If you go, you can see the great offers they have. I'm gonna type it up there right now and give you an idea. This is a great time. So I'm gonna do this fluff bake bar this Saturday. I am cooking. One of the things we're gonna have is a steak and egg biscuit, and I've got a skirt steak, and I'm gonna be cooking the skirt steak. And I was already looking at how I'm gonna do that. I talked to my boy Patrick Feegis over from Feegis Barbecue, and I said, okay, I want to marinate this, blah, blah, blah. So he said, look, I know you got one of the grills from Texas Star. He said, just kiss it on the grill. He said, get it piping hot, kiss it on the grill, get some smoky flavor on it. And we were talking about how to utilize these grills. They're very, and that's because they're very multifaceted. You can use a lot of these as smokers or grills. Like the Green Mountain or the Traeger can be used as a smoker or a grill. It just allows you to cook with indirect heat. Memphis allows you to do both, because it's got a middle compartment, a chamber that you can take out. Weber gas grills. You still love gas grills? Well, they got the Weber gas grills. It's a great gas grill. They got infrared cookers. They've got Kamado Joe ceramic cookers, which they say the ceramic cookers may be the best thing ever if you want to cook a bird and keep it as juicy as possible. There are so many different grills there, but don't be intimidated. They'll help you find the right one. And there is a $370 savings right now going on. They've got the anniversary grill sale. All you have to do is stop in at Texas Star Grill Shop. Two locations. Save big during the anniversary sale. Two locations in Houston. One is in Spring off Luetta. The other is at 2045 Southwest Freeway at Shepherd. Whether it's grilling amenities, seasonings, rubs, wood chips, pellets, I don't care what you're looking for. They've got it, including great grills with assembly and delivery free. TexasStarGrillShop.com.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Obviously, nobody's happy and no one is. And, you know, everybody's searching for answers and talking to ourselves and running into walls and everything else. So we'll continue to do that. We did see a glimpse of when we could be really good. We got to get back to there, and this is a little bit like a repeat of how we started the season when we had some injuries, suspension, and stuff, and we got over it because they came in, we get back in, and now we got to get over it, and there's a lot of games to be played, and we're just then going to have to knock on wood, stay healthy, and keep going forward.
Yeah, pretty much. There's nothing. What are you going to do, right? I mean,
Mike, let me tell you
something. If you're sitting there, though, I'm going to tell you this. If you're sitting there, you know, Tillman can't be happy, all right? You don't pay $2.2 billion. And Tillman loves to win. Tillman wants to win. He wants to win in all his restaurants. He wants to win. He, you know what? If we're not winning, we got to find out why, and then we're going to start winning. That's what we're going to do. Okay? That's how we're going to go about this. And to if you're Daryl and Tad and, you know, everybody that's responsible to the organization sitting there watching this, five home blowouts. And that's when you want to impress your crowd, your home crowd most. They have a good experience. They leave happy. They want to come back. Five. If you've been, if you're a season ticket holder and you've been to all those games, you're like, what the hell? What is this? What the hell am I paying for? Five home blowout losses. That's, okay. I would bet you that they have more 20 games into the season. How many games have they played? 20? Played 20 games. They have more home blowout losses than they had all last year.
100%. I don't even think it's close. My guess is they had... Okay, what do you call home blowout loss? Anything by double digits?
Yeah. Well, okay, they've got four by 19 or more. I will guarantee you they didn't have four by 19 or more.
Well, I don't think they had more than three by double digits last year.
Yeah, probably not.
I would doubt they had more than
three. Look at their record. They didn't have any losses. They had 65 wins.
Yeah, they didn't have many losses.
No.
They probably didn't have more than two.
And already.
Five by double digits this year.
A quarter of the way of the season in, and they've got five blowout home losses. This is unacceptable. Unacceptable behavior by this team. Let's get Jeff in here. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. So this may be a little longer statement about the Rockets, but the first issue is the Rockets didn't so much they got worse, but people forget the league around them in the Western Conference, all those young teams that were terrible, like the Kings, the Clippers are relatively young. They got better. That's the first thing. People need to realize the league around them got better, and the Rockets kind of maintained. That's never a good thing. The second thing, people aren't going to hear this. You know I'm progressive. Lance, you guys know I'm progressive. My trades and
stuff. Yeah, you love the trade.
We call you trader.
Okay,
Jeff,
what trade you got today?
I want to hear it.
Come on, Jeff.
Let me hear it.
And what I first want to preface this with, I was right about the Astros. They were going to get Bryce Harper, tried to, and they were going to put Yuli on the bench and as a utility player. So I was right about that when I got vitriol by Twitter, y'all said. But I want to say that I was right about that. The thing they need to do is tank. Okay? The Spurs had David Robinson. You can say whatever you want. This could be our Chris Paul version of that. They became last place. They got the first overall pick. And you see what happened for the rest of the 20 years later. I'm not saying that would happen, but I think we need to furlough Chris Paul and James Harden if we're terrible come the trade deadline.
What do you mean by furlough?
You know, 1 week on, 1 week off. You know, I think Chris Paul, we just save him for next year and see how it goes. I think it's dangerous in the mindset of it, but how basketball works and what people need to realize is you're either tanking to improve your team or you're going out to get free agents, and the Rockets are in no man's land come cap space. So the only way we can get players, and this is kind of, you know, low-hanging fruit, we have the ability to get a top 10 pick with a fairly deep draft with a lot of needs.
Well,
if the Rockets were smart, they would either look to trade Chris Paul to maybe the Lakers, which would be the only team I think would take him.
Nobody's taking that $40 million.
I think LeBron would push that through.
I'm not letting you off the hook on this, Jeff. No. Why do you think LeBron would push through a trade for a guy who has already missed five games this year and really limits for a 34-year-old who's got five games missed, $40 million a year guaranteed for three more years? Who limits what they can do for the rest? Like, you're making them artificially injured and old.
I didn't say they did it during the season, but maybe in the offseason.
But why would you do it at all?
There's still 3 years
Trust
left.
Me.
By the way, Chris Paul is almost untradeable.
Right now, no,
I agree.
He is untradeable.
Yeah.
No.
He's almost So getting rid of Chris Paul, you can forget about it.
But that's, I don't know why the Lakers would get artificially older with a player with a noted injury history. Like, that makes no sense if you're a GM. You know what we need to get? A guy who's not healthy, who costs a lot of money. What?
Yeah.
And I don't want him for 1 year. I want him for three more years. Like, that makes no sense, Jeff.
By the way, you think you've got your point guard of the future, too, already. So why would you want to bring in Chris Paul to stunt his growth?
The only connection would be that they're best friends or whatever. But other than that, why would LeBron push for Chris Paul?
Yeah.
And LeBron, apparently, because he was one to sign that long-term deal, is allegedly down with the developmental process that the young Laker players are going to have to go through. So it would go against whatever narrative they pushed when LeBron signed that long-term deal.
You know what will be interesting? What will be interesting is finding out if Tillman is like Les in that he won't tank. Because, listen, you're a long way from talking about tanking.
Well, it's quarter of the way through the season. I mean, I get it. There's basketball.
There's plenty
long.
Of time. There's plenty of time.
To do what? What do we?
Okay,
I don't know if
you weren't born yet, but the Astros, remember when
I remember
they had
there
the
was
tombstone?
A tombstone and so on and so forth. I get it. Yeah. But what long time to do what? What do you mean by what is what's?
Well, there's
what's
plenty of time for them to get back in it.
To get back to do what? Because
the playoffs.
The playoffs aren't the goal. The playoffs aren't the goal here.
Well, now it is.
Well, that's a problem because the Rockets have, and rightfully so, after what happened last year, have put themselves, at least they think they're in a position to win a title. So that's why I'm asking.
Well,
what are they in a position to do this season?
Here's the problem with all of this right now is that you look at the Rockets are the second worst team in the West. Only Phoenix is worse at 4-17. But the Rockets would be one game out of the playoffs in the East. So there are 7-8 teams that have worse records than them. Well, so they're not getting any ping pong balls they'd have to tank tremendously.
The lottery has changed somewhat, so it's not as weighted to tanking. Now, clearly,
it's a little more open, yeah.
Having the worst record helps you, certainly, but it's not as definite if you have the worst record
Tillman's
in basketball.
Not. I know, but even still, I want to know.
Tillman, the billion-dollar buyer. This is the guy who's going to tank and
well,
go into...
Well, he saw what Jim Crane did. And go Let's not toilet. Forget, he saw what Jim
he,
Crane did.
He did. That's a good point. But he also saw that Jim Crane had 4 years of zero revenue, and that he had to slash his payroll, and you don't have that ability in the NBA. That's the big difference is you have to keep carrying payroll. In baseball, they could just... and just cut it completely out, and it allows you to... Well, actually be profitable because of their revenue sharing. Well, I think the Astros were actually profitable when they were tanking.
Well, yeah, that's that. Yes. But
this is not going to be profitable for the Rockets. Not if they don't have people come to their
No,
games.
It's not going to be profitable at all. And you're going to have to, actually, if you want to know the truth, you're going to have to sit Chris Paul and James Harden to get where you want to get. That'll be the thing is whether or not you can tell Chris Paul, listen, your hamstrings are bothering you again. James, you have a bad hair day. You can't play today. Because he couldn't play with a bad hair day the other day.
Well,
yes, he had 50.
He had to put a...
Yeah, but he had to wear a headband.
So he headbanded it and he had 50.
Well,
and
like he still any had good, a bad
and like
hair
any
day.
Good headband
they
player...
They couldn't win. The team couldn't win when James had
like
a bad hair
any
day.
Any good headband player...
Did they win?
Well, no, but James
okay,
played well.
Okay, thank you.
That didn't have anything to do with it.
Everything else, win.
Cartman does not like Jeff's calls. I don't know.
I mean, he's one of the one who likes to vitriol him, if we're using it as a verb.
There's no verb vitriol.
Did he say I got a lot of vitriol?
I know.
No,
I got said, vitriol.
He said Twitter vitrioled him.
I got vitrioled on Twitter.
Now, the trade thing, a bit silly, but tanking.
No, tanking's not silly.
Not the worst idea.
No, it's a.
But
it's
you
a,
got a lot of tanking to do here.
Well,
you're gonna have some confidence.
We're only
that's
a
true.
Quarter of the way into the season,
be
and we're
you.
Talking about it. The best team in the league last year. We're talking about tanking for the worst pick.
Gotta
how
do
much?
What you gotta do.
John. I gotta ask you something. How you're in? You don't have to tank to be not very good this year. Like this. This isn't tanking, and they're still losing by 20 at home.
It's
not a huge reach. It takes one James Harden injury, and this thing all of a sudden is a lottery pick.
What if he gets a bad edge? What if he starts edging badly?
Well, I don't know about this furloughing James.
What?
It's not how that works, John.
I don't know about the phrase furloughing with athletes either, by the way, Jeff, but I don't know about furloughing James and Chris Paul when
I don't think that's the word.
No. When the fact is the NBA won't let you rest guys on road games anymore anywhere. Like, you can't just actively let people know you're tanking. If you're going to be injured, stay injured. Kind of like David Robinson. Yeah. When David Robinson got injured, he had to stay injured.
Right. And if you get an injury, just get some testosterone and you'll be better.
It could help. It could help you. Oh, I can tell you that. It can help you with your workouts so that you are not as feeble as you are right now. Maybe you're a guy who said, you look in the mirror. If you look in the mirror lately and said, man, what happened to this? This isn't what I was. This isn't me. Where am I now? I'm just laying around all the time. I have no definition in my upper body anymore. I'm getting belly fat. I don't work out. I want to work out, but I just can't get over the hump to do it. I'm telling you right now, there's a good chance that you suffer from low testosterone. And don't, you know, I don't know what your preconceived notions are, but I will tell you this. When you have lower testosterone, you lose a lot of your drive. And for some guys, it can be libido. For a lot of guys, it's going to be your desire, your determination to go make that change, hit that switch, and get back on track. And the testosterone does make a big difference. Here's why. Energy level boosted. Your workouts are going to matter more because you improve lean muscle mass. And with my friends over at right now, I am down 16 pounds total from where I was. They made a change. They altered after my lab results. They said, you're not getting the maximum benefits. They made a change, altered it, and boom, I'm back on track. And that's what they'll do for you too. They will monitor where you are and if you're getting the best results, and they will fine tune you so that you will. I can't say enough about these guys over at Men's T Clinic. They did a great job of getting me back on track. They can do the same thing for you. Go to mensteeclinic.com. Pearland, Pasadena, Cypress, and the Heights. It's mensteeclinic.com.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room staring at candles. Whatever this is on, let me drop some bits like this here. At night I can't sleep.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
It's 736 ESPN 975. Listen, this is 2-1. The life of Lance. Oh, Lance. But I want to say this. I want to give it up for Irene, okay? Our intern. She is here. There's a lot of interns that get here, you know, whenever they want or whatever.
Sometimes they don't, right, Del?
Sometimes they don't even show up.
Because sometimes Del goes, yeah.
Yeah, I'm answering the phones. Yeah, no intern. So she's here. She doesn't have her own car. So she's got to get here. She's here every time on time. She works for the Astros, right? She's there until 11, 12, whatever she gets home. And then she's back here at 6:30 in the morning. Grinding. And you know, and she works for the, talk about conscientious. I couldn't even get her to get me into, come on. But Irene, I got you this intern. I got you this internship where you work for us for free. Okay. I should be able to get up to the suites without you stopping me. The sweet police.
AKA your job.
Yeah. No.
I should be able to get you to let down your guard for your job that you get paid for, by the way. So that then maybe they'll fire her and she can work longer hours here for free.
Okay. That's what I'm trying to get her.
That's not bad.
I'm trying to help her
out. That's pretty good.
Okay. But I just want to give big ups to her. And she's always sunshine and she's always great. So when you call, you say hi, Irene. Okay. So, but next time, let me up in the suites. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Who sent this to me? I'm looking at a cake. You see this cake?
What about you going to be with the sugar hooker tomorrow?
Yeah. So Fluff Bake Bar, not tomorrow, Saturday.
Saturday.
If you want to come out Saturday, we're going to be cooking.
What is that? That's got fried chicken on the top of it?
That's corn. It's a two-layer cake with the bottom is
chocolate.
The bottom is like beef on the bottom. The two cakes are cornbread. That's greens in the middle as a stuffing, and that's mashed potatoes as a...
Was that fried chicken as a frosting too, right?
Yeah, and fried chicken.
On top.
Yeah. They're basically taking everything... Basically,
dinner with dessert all mixed in.
This isn't a dessert, though. It's cornbread. Although you can make cornbread sweeter, but it's cornbread, it's greens.
Oh, it's a dinner.
Yeah, it's a savory thing.
Where is that?
I don't know. It just says black people so creative. Laugh, tear face, dead face, laugh, tear face.
That's what makes Black Twitter so much better.
Alex with the T is who sent that if you want to look for that. But no, we're doing a cornmeal waffle with fried chicken and then like a
That's what I want.
A churro
syrup. I'm going to be there. It's on Gray.
It's good.
It's a 314 gray. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
314 gray. You and the sugar hooker.
Yep.
Making
10 a.m. It opens at 10 a.m. We're going to be cooking on Saturday. Like, we're going to be doing a lot of stuff. But
right. Steak. Put some aside biscuit. For me because I'm not going
to. Yeah, you're going to have to. You have to tell us.
Hey, Irene, I ain't waiting in line, okay? I'm just going
to
go.
You're going to have to because it's open at 10 until it sells out. And that's usually in an hour and a half. So you're going to have to get there sometime between 10 and 10:45, I'm telling you. You have to. Because my wife and I have gone toward the back end, and there's... I mean, you'll have some stuff left, the Pop-Tart and some other things.
Oh, no, I don't want a Pop-Tart. I want
Grandma's Zerline cinnamon rolls are addictive. I'm doing that one, too.
All right. So I'm going to do... tomorrow, we're going to be live. Lance is lazy, and so I'm going to be at Prime Social. Dell, you're coming, too, I think.
Yeah. Did you respond to the question?
No, I didn't hear the question.
No, it was in a text message.
Yeah, I didn't hear it.
Yeah, no one heard it.
Well, that's why I didn't respond.
You need text messages, John.
Oh. Well, I like audio text messages. Okay?
You need to be different, I guess.
I don't know what you're talking about, but okay.
Someone asked you about that situation yesterday, and I guess you didn't respond or see it.
No. So that's cool. Whatever. Tell them yes. Whoever did, say yes.
You can tell them yes. I'm not your puppet.
Puppet. Trying to get Jim Crane on, talk about Memorial Park. You see they're redoing it, and they're going to have the Houston Open there in the future. So they're going to redo the whole course, working on getting him in here. So we'll do that. So tomorrow at Prime Social, and then I'm going to play in the tournament, and I'll have a $100 bounty on me. So we want you to do that. A couple of weeks, how about they're going to have a big $15,000 guarantee on Saturday the 15th?
Oh, it's going to be 15,000?
Yeah, so I'm going to do a live broadcast.
Ah, the 15th? Oh, I'll be back in town.
Yeah. Well, it's good. You get to do the broadcast with me.
Good.
We're doing noon to 3.
Hold up. Live. Noon to 3 that day on the Friday is going to be?
No, Saturday.
Oh, you're broadcasting from Prime for that?
On Saturday.
What time?
Noon to 3.
Oh, noon to 3.
Yeah.
I'm just going to play.
No. You'll be doing the show. And so we're going to do a show live from there, and we're going to have a big, big event. So
you have a week.
And St. Arnold's is going to be out there giving away beer.
You have a weekend.
I don't think I can say giving away beer.
No.
I'm pretty sure beverages. I can say giving away stuff.
Yeah.
You have a weekend producer for that, right?
We do.
Sweet. You guys enjoy yourself. No. Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's the bench.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's a bench.
It's you two, and I imagine someone who works part-time doesn't want their hours taken away, so they'll be able to help you out on Saturday.
So that's going to be big. Okay, you know what else is big? Now, this is one day. Today and tomorrow are the last days that you're going to be able to qualify for the staycation. The staycation at the Houstonian. There's only two chances left for you to qualify to get your name in the hopper. On Monday, we're going to be drawing the winner. It is a two-night stay at the Houstonian during December.
Why are we just giving so many things away now? Why do we do that? Because we're just giving people free stuff, basically.
Because we're trying,
or a chance at
we're trying
stuff.
To catch the blitz. That's why.
We're pretty close. We're 0.3 away.
I heard last night that they were number one.
They're number one. So are we. And guess what? Yeah. And guess what? We're right on their tail now.
Oh, they're really
scared? I'm about to catch my own show.
On the two top shows.
I'm about to catch my own show. Yep, two top shows in the city right here.
Right there. So we are going to give away two nights stay, breakfast in bed Saturday morning, dinner at Tribute Saturday night, two tickets to the famous Merry Mansions bus tour, which is awesome, something that you want to do, but you don't have to do anything. You can sit and drink on the bus, right? Okay, that's what I want to do. Complimentary use of the gym, tennis courts, heated pools, 200 fitness classes. I don't know if there's 200 in those 2 days, but something. What should the word of the day be? In honor of...
What have we talked about? We talked a lot of rockets. Furlough.
Furlough, okay.
Or vitriol. Which one do you want?
Furlough. Furlough is better.
Furlough, you just don't hear that phrase very often. It's a rare phrase.
Yeah.
It's a rare term.
Furlough. I'm pretty sure that's not what he meant. Well, I think you take time off. It's a furlough, right?
Well, furloughed, I think you are.
You get furloughed. You get waived.
You are put on vacation.
Yeah, put it on.
You are put on vacation, and I don't think.
Well,
you're
I think
paid.
That's a proper word, though.
By the way, I don't think
because
you're paid.
I think that's what he wants them to do: be furloughed.
Yeah, but I don't think you're paid during that time. Like I remember, maybe you are. I'm not sure, but I remember when Continental before they went to after 9/11. I remember hearing we had friends who were the husband was a pilot, and I think they had been furloughed. Like they were.
Yeah.
You only work part of the time because it was a little rough at the time.
So anyway, furlough is the word. A little bit later in the show, we'll tell you when to call. And the 15th caller at 713-780-3776, 15th caller, Irene, is going to win. It's not now. We'll tell you when to call in and remember the word furlough. Furlough is your word for today. So there you have it. And you'll also win WWE Raw Luncheon and tickets. You get to go to the lunch, and you get to go to the Raw event, which is Monday, December 3rd as well. So we got all that going on right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, I want to talk about Mark Klein over at Klein's Fine Jewelers. I went by there yesterday. We're planning the big event. It's December 21st. There's going to be food, libations, giveaways, I think, in every break or in every segment that we're on the air, which is 4 hours of nonstop giveaways. We're working on getting people out there, interviews out there. We've got the Acme tent going to be out there. We got Kobos Q said they're coming and cooking. We've got libations, as I mentioned. There will be plenty. I think we ran out last year, which is embarrassing, when I don't think we're going to run out this year. But we got it all going on. I think you got to call Sweet and see if he can come. Yeah. Sweet Miller.
I'll give Sweet a shout.
Yeah. So this is all going to happen at Klein's. Mark is ready. The store, he's got people coming already. They're customizing jewelry. If you've got to get something that you need Mark to make, go now. Get that, whatever it is made. He'll have it ready for you on December 21st when we're there. Christmas time or anniversary, whatever you got going on. All of it is happening right now at Klein's Jewelry. 5868 Westheimer, which is basically Fountain View and Westheimer, easy to get to. And I'm telling you, any kind of jewelry, it doesn't matter what it is, Mark will make it, and he'll make it perfect. And if not, he'll stand behind it, and he'll make sure that everything is perfect for her every single step of the way. KleinsJewelry.com. That's KleinsJewelry.com.
It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1, presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. My sports map article today is I'm the Honorable Judge John Granato presiding over the case of the city of Houston versus Bob McNair and the charge of racism. And I am the presiding judge. Listen, I'm a judge. I can rule one way. You can rule whatever way you want. Okay. If you're judging, this is how I'm ruling. If you want to read it, it's at sportsmap.com. I'm going to tweet it out right now, but I am the judge. And I made my ruling. You make your ruling. I don't care.
Yesterday, mine came out. Mine was more basic. It was basically, hey, angry Twitter finger guy, you can just take some time off from bashing the offensive line and bashing Bill O'Brien. I know that's my thing is, I'm not dumb about either. I think Bill O'Brien does a pretty decent job. I don't think he's very good inside the 10. I think he struggles to dial up plays that are going to be, because play call, quote unquote, play calling gets used for every malaise with any offense or anything. People just use it all the time. And sometimes it's not appropriate. In this case, around the goal line, he either doesn't play to a strength, he doesn't keep defenses off balance, or he doesn't isolate and exploit a weakness on another team. And those are keys to play calling. And I think that's, you know, a valid criticism of him. But right now the Texans are winning. There are three guys. Guy who is going to bash the offensive line and fire Mike Devlin, no matter what, on any pressure to the quarterback or any sack. Can we just let – we get it, Twitter guy. Can we let it play out now? I mean, they've won 8 in a row. They might win 13 in a row. I'm not going to sit here – and then this spawns, yeah, but they haven't beat anybody guy. We already know all this stuff. No one is acting like this Texans team is a super team. Nobody. But just can we get to – like, I swear – on a stack of Bibles that your life will get infinitely better when you just relax and just learn to watch stuff and not be hyper-reactive to everything. That's why everyone has to have an opinion. You know, I made this point. I went and dug around on the Ed Oliver versus Major Applewhite thing. And one of the things I found from scouts is that they are doing their own digging and said, you know what, Major and Ed don't have a bad relationship. It's been squashed. Ed just overreacted to something. Major, whether you like it or not, had a rule. And some people, he put his hands on a young man. He didn't put his hands because that's why you're soft. That's why you're soft. But regardless, it was just blown. It was on TV. Ed came back and played last week. I found out this. Ed had been grinding to try to make it back. He was just, when he retweaked it before the SMU game, that was like a scary moment for Ed because it happened in pregame workouts. And so I think a lot of this has been blown out of proportion. And I'm not sure Ed's going to go in the top 10. One of the worst things going for Ed Oliver right now is everyone blowing him up like he's the number one prospect, because what's going to happen, 6 foot, 275-pound guys don't go 1, 2, or 3. Never. What about Aaron Donald, 13th? And Aaron Donald had a hell of a Senior Bowl, mm-hmm. had a hell of a season, had two different seasons with 11 sacks in college. Ed hasn't had even that remotely close. He barely has 11 sacks for his career, I think, or 12 sacks for his career at Houston.
Yeah, but he's got a record number of tackles for loss.
He had one really good year. I don't know how strong that record is. Look at all these.
His 2-year compilation, I think, was more than anybody. David Bassetty put it out. It was more than anybody. And David, if you're listening, David listens all the time. So.
Anybody where?
Anyone ever.
That's not true.
Yes. Tackle for loss. Yes.
No. I'll go show you PJ Hall's numbers. He had 20, maybe in the first 2 years.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Maybe the first 2 years. Yeah. He had 22 and 16.5. That would be 38.5 over a 2-year run. He's had 53. No, that's good. I mean, he's disruptive. That's what he is. It's just his physical traits. He's not big. He's not long. He's very undersized. They played him on the nose, which Houston did him no favors. Oh, by the way, how about your guy got fired too, Dell? The defense coordinator you told us was so bad, he's gone.
Yeah, I told you.
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
He's the one who kept.
Oliver. I hate when Dell's right too. Ed Oliver at nose. How dumb is that?
Well,
hey, let's see if we can get this guy double teamed every play. Well, what can we do to get him double teamed every play? Because then we'll open it up for other guys.
You asked me how dumb he is.
Which other guys?
Well, Austin Robinson, who made first
team.
Great.
Ed Oliver is a first rounder.
116 tackles.
He asked me how dumb he is.
Yeah.
Let's count the ways. He turned a program known for the defense into one of the worst defensive teams in football. And Manny Diaz, who people here have no love for, considering what happened at Texas, now has Miami as the number 2 team defensively in the country. So. A guy people don't even really think is a good defensive coordinator in this part of the country got it done there, and that guy who U of H hired couldn't. He's bad at what he does.
Most ever, David responded, most ever through a sophomore season by a defensive tackle.
Okay.
Ever.
I was about to say there had to be some because I'm looking at because P.J. Hall's numbers were from Sam Houston were absolutely ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Well, we're not talking about Sam Houston. Nothing against Sam Houston, but stop. Okay, University of Houston.
Okay, what's better, Rice or Texas State? Which conference is better?
I think
CUSA.
Conference USA.
But
right. What is it? PJ Hall. What is that? Thinking. Sam Houston is in FCS.
Oh no, that's right. Wait, Stephen. No, Texas State and Sam aren't together at all.
Texas State is in FBS.
No, that's Stephen. No, that's Stephen F. My bad, guys. I just think all y'all are the same.
That's That's horrible.
Stephen
Jake,
F.
My boy Jake Spavital just took a Division
Del,
One job.
Am I wrong? Texas State, Stephen F., Sam Houston. It's kind of.
We're going to have Jake on.
I mean, Texas State was the same as UT Rio Grande, to be honest with you.
No, about, well, that's. Okay. No. Well, now that's.
What about my boy Spavs getting the job? How about
congratulations,
that?
Spavital.
Yeah.
Now we're going to talk a lot of. I guess we're going to have Texas State football on a weekly basis.
You're damn right.
Lance, you better watch those games. You better start watching Sun Belt games.
Yeah. 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 You're damn right. Beating Louisiana Lafayette. Uh-huh. What?
Are you going to go to
Coastal Carolina? You know.
I know they're a good baseball program.
You know who beat UAB? Coastal Carolina. How'd that taste?
I don't root for UAB. No. It was fine for me.
The Chanticleers.
I don't know how it
tasted. I don't know how it tasted. I don't care for UAB at
all.
How'd
that taste?
Are you asking us or UAB people?
I'm asking UAB people.
Okay.
The only other team to beat UAB? Texas A&M. How's
so
that?
Should Texas State and A&M play each other to determine who is the
maybe
the champion, the champion of Coastal Carolina?
Of Alabama Birmingham.
Oh, UAP. Yeah, sorry.
Let's talk about saving people money, though, Lance. That's the important part.
So with Bill Advisor, I know that a lot of you, it used to be it took hours. You'd reach out about your homeowner's insurance or car insurance, and it would take hours. Especially for homeowner's insurance. It was a process. They'd get back to you. When they got back to you, they had to do research and blah, blah, blah. And then there was a point where they had cut that process down to 15 to 20 minutes. Now, my friends over at TGS Insurance, they now have it down to 15 seconds. And that's how long it takes for you to get a firm quote on your homeowner's insurance. 15 seconds using nothing more than your address. Is it sound too good to be true? Well, it's not, because we've already seen thousands of people here in Houston make that switch over to TGS. TGS Homeowners Insurance. They're the ones who are going to be able to take care of you when it comes to finding the right price with just 15 seconds on your smartphone. You text money to 232323. It bounces back and says, what is your address? And then if you have a voice commander tied to it, and then you say whatever your address is, and they say, and it waits. And you check it, and there it is. There's your homeowner's insurance quote. Firm quote, ready for you within 15 seconds of picking up your smartphone to even begin. Text money to 20. The longest thing for you is going to be typing 232323 in the address, and then writing money, and then hitting send. That's going to take longer than it takes to get the quote out to you. See how much they'll save you at BillAdvisor.com. Text money to 232323. Do it today.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.